Pasuk Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes of Mishlei Kabeides Hashem Mehoinecha Umeireishis Kol Tuasecha. To bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your hon. Hon and Oisher are mentioned in various contexts. Hon means your wealth, your possession. Hon Rav, we speak of somebody who has a lot of money, a great wealth. Kabedes Hashem mehoinecha, honor Hashem from your largesse, from your possessions. Umeireishis kol tuasecha, and from the first fruits of whatever you produce from the ground. Now the pasuk seems to be coming on its own without any background. The previous pesukim b'chol drachecha da'eyu. And suddenly, kabedes Hashem mehoinecha. So the context needs to be mavua. The Gra in this particular instance does not speak about the connection to the previous psukim, and we'll go right into the Gra. But the context really needs to be explained. What is the connection from rifus hilusharecha to kabedes Hashem mehoinecha? The simplest answer would be that we spoke about how the Torah and Asiyas Mitzvahs and following the Darkei Hashem of B'chol Drachecha Da'ehu, it allows you to have strength, even physical strength. And Mehoinecha refers to your strength first, and then everything, your might and main, as they say. So in other words, you honor Hashem because you have been strengthened by following the B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu approach, which leads to Rifus Hilusharecha, that it's a refuah and a strengthening of your very bones and sinews. So that may be the Hemshech of this. But the Gra is interested in something else. Kabedes Hashem Eyoinecho Meshis Kol, right? Kinesinas Ha'odom Nechlak Lebeis. Trumas and Maisris, the Torah says explicitly that you have to give it to the Kohen and to the Levi. The possessions that you have in their entirety are the source of all of your Mesinas Tzedakah. But it isn't Dafka from the produce of your fields or your farms. A person works, and in fact we will discover that this pasuk is indeed, according to many poskim, the makar for the concept of maaser ksafim, of giving maaser from your earnings, even if it's not from the ground, and even if you're not living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Goyin is saying that if you're living in Eretz Yisrael and you produce from the ground, you're mechuyev in a certain pattern which the Torah clearly describes. Maaser is one-tenth, and even Truma, Kagam, that there's no Shear, but there is an Inyan of Truma, and Reishis Ariso Seichem, and so on. There are Matnois Kahuna. But Stokal Aniyim is not prescribed in any way how much you should give or from what you should give. So he says, V'abezut Stokal Aniyim mikol dover sheyeshloi. L'chein Omar, kabeid es Hashem mehoincha hu hatzdoka. Mehoincha, Mikol ma shechanancha Hashem, right? Mima shechanancha Elokecha. For Oma kabeid al shem umechabdoi choinein evyoin. We will soon launch into this pasuk, which happens to be, as you see in the next line, Mishle Yudalit Lamed Aleph. Oishik dol cheiref oisehu umechabdoi choinein evyoin. And we're going to go into the Bir Hagra on this pasuk in Mishle, and how it connects to the pasuk in Yeshayahu and the Zohar Chodosh. So there's a lot to do now. But before we go into it, let's just repeat what the Goyin just said. The Goyin says that the pasuk is two parts. The pasuk speaks about Kabedes Hashem Mehoinecha and Mireishis Pri Kol Tvuasecha. Mireishis Kol Tvuasecha. What is Kabedes Hashem Mehoinecha? all the money that you give to tzedakah. What's meireshis called for secha? The chi of trumas and maisris that the Torah describes more precisely, and comes dafka from the ground. So he says, umeireshis called for also trumas shechiva ha'atayra litain min ha'tvua. He doesn't mean just truma, he means all the gifts that you give to the Kohanim and the Leviim, and for that matter to the Aniyim. Because the third and sixth year, instead of Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you give Maiser Oni. But again, it's a precise amount, and it's from the Tvua, so the Pasuk is talking about two different kinds of gifts to the Oni, or to others. One of them is more precise than the next. So the first is Mehoinecha in general, and the other is specifically from Kol Tvua Sel. In this context, the Goyim threw in it's a question and an answer. What is this question? The Pasuk, if it would have said, Tein la'acherim, or Tein la'aniyim mehoinecha, u'meireshis kol tvuasecha, we would understand this chiluk that the Goyin is making, and the Pasuk is saying explicitly that you should give it away. But the Pasuk doesn't say one word about giving away. Instead, the Pasuk is talking about giving cover to Hashem. So what does it mean, giving cover to Hashem, mehoinecha, from your possessions and from your tvua? So the Goyin says it means giving the Aniyim. Well, why is giving the Aniyim called giving cover to Hashem? That is the question of the day. So he quotes from in order to explain this, he quotes Ma'omar Kabeid, meaning Kabeid as Hashem, Al Shem u'mechabdoi choinein evyoi. Before we go into the Goyin, I once heard a very beautiful mashal, which would explain, I think, in and of itself, mechabdoi choinein evyoi. We say in Uvalet Tzion Goyel, we have certain words that we say. And it's very interesting, Derech Agav, when we say these words, it's a song. Baruch Olaykeinu Shebra'anu L'chvoidoi V'zonam Na'atayim. And when we sing Simchas Torah, we dance around with the Sefer Torah, Kimat in every circumstance, every shul, every yeshiva, they sing this song. Baruch Olaykeinu, Baruch Olaykeinu Shebra'anu. It's a different nigunim, but they sing this pasuk. It's not a pasuk, it's from Avodah Zarah and Goyel. Not a pasuk in Tanakh, but it's an Avodah Zarah and Goyel, and it's extremely beautiful. So, Uvolet Tzion Goyel, you have to be very careful how you pronounce these words, because if you don't pronounce them correctly, it's Kfira Mamish. Why? Well, listen. Baruch Olaykeinu Shebra'anu. What is Bir with a Shva and a Reish with a Kamatz and an Aleph with a Kamatz? Shebra'anu. What does it mean? He created us. People make the mistake of saying Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu, we created. That's, we created Hashem. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu. So you have to be very careful to make that diuk. And it's not easy to do. Shebiranu. So whenever they sing in shul, so I go over to the person and say, I know, Rebbe, I know. Shebiranu. He knows already. Anyhow, so We have a beautiful mashal that I heard for the first time from Rabbi Grossman from Migdal HaEmek. So he told over this mashal. So this mashal is the following. There was a certain Yid who lived in America, extremely wealthy Jew, an Elohe Yid, very wealthy. He had two children in Eretz Yisrael. One of them was also very wealthy, and the other one was Nebuch, very poor. And Vahi Ayoim, and the father had a daughter to marry off. He had one child left, and he was making a very big choshev chasana, and he sent each of his children in Eretz Yisrael a letter, and he said to them, don't worry about the expense, whatever money you spend lichvaydi in on my account for the chasana, I will be more than happy to reimburse you. Fine. So the rich son, seeing that he had a carte blanche to spend, went to the most expensive stores. He bought the most expensive clothes. for himself and for his wife and for his children, and racked up a bill of, you know, tens of thousands of shkolim. And then, of course, he had to buy suitcases to match. And he, of course, they traveled first class. And his father could afford it. You know, his father could afford it. The other one, Nebuch, he didn't even have a credit card. So what's he going to do? So they went to a tailor. They fixed up the Shabbos clothes that they had that was already in tatters. He fixed it up a little bit better, a little nicer. And of course, they had to scrape together from a gemach. They borrowed money from that one gemach and from another gemach, Kedarkam Bakoidesh. And they scraped together just barely enough money to buy tickets, not in the baggage part of the plane, but if they could, they would have. But they bought economy tickets and they went. Meanwhile, this knacker, this gvir, is going out to the airport to meet the plane when it arrives. So he takes his mechutin with him, his future mechutin. He wants to show up his children. And you know, so Fashteitzah first class comes out first. So they come out with the Gantz entourage, with the beautiful suitcases, and he shows them, these are my children. And then Nebuch, a few minutes later, he's waiting and waiting with his mechutin, and comes out the others, Nebuch, Tzibrochen and Sarisen, Vamatot, Oiskemuchet, the Menschen, and they come out with Gelatov and the Kleida, and they're mamish, they're desperate. You know, they're just exhausted from the trip, the kids are screaming, and the suitcase, while he's walking, it opens up, and everything falls out, because the lock is already broken three times. And the kids, he looks at his mechutin, the mechutin looks at him, and he feels terrible, he's embarrassed, mamish. He's turning crimson red. Anyhow, the chasna for Shteitzach, all the expenses, right? So they register in the fanciest hotel, the gvirim, the children, and as they vaita vaita, and meanwhile, it's mamish coming out to thousands and thousands of dollars. So the kids are, like father said, so he comes with a bill to the father at the end, after the Sheva Brachas, and he's ready to go home. So father says, what's this? So he says, what do you mean? There's a letter. You said in the letter that whatever we spend, he says, there's no such letter. He says, there's no such letter. He's getting hysterical. He wouldn't spend that. He's severe, but he's not going to spend that kind of money. So he says, I'll show you the letter. He says, show me the letter. So he takes out the letter from his pocket. He shows his father the letter. He says, the father says, read the letter. He says, whatever you do for my honor, I will reimburse you. I said, is it for my honor that you ignored your siblings? Is it for my honor that they had to walk out with broken suitcases? Is it my honor that I had to turn crimson red? Is it my honor that they showed up at the chasana in Shmatas? Or did you do it for yourself and you didn't care one whit about me? Whatever you did for my honor, I'll pay you back. And he takes out a penny and he gives it to him. Zot of Gezot Rav Grossman, I don't know whose marshal this is originally, but that's what I heard from him. So he said, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebra'anu L'chvoidoi. He created us to give him honor. He says, all right, you do mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, your chamadanis are gorgeous, your suitcases are beautiful, and they're full of the fanciest Torah mitzvahs in the world. But what about the brother that's standing next to you that you didn't care about, a kiyuzah? It's Meiridik, it's a beautiful, beautiful marshal. He says, is that the chvoid shamayim, or are you just interested in racking up credits for yourself? So that's Shibra Anu L'chvoidai. So I was thinking to myself that that's a perfect marshal for this pasuk. If a person thinks about himself only, that is not Kvayt Shemayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Aniyim and the Ashirim. What are you doing for your brother? What makes you able to walk by him and not reach out to him? So if you reach out to the other Yid, who's Nebuch desperate and who needs you, that's a simon that you're mechabed the bayrei olam shebra anu l'chvoidei v'vdilonim and atoyim and aslanu taras emes and so on and so forth. So that is the pshat mechabdei choinein evyei. Let's now take a look at how the Goyin says this. So the Goyin quoted a pasuk in Mishle Yudalit, as I said, oishek dol cheireif oisehu. If a person robs the poor, and it could be that he robs him, you know, the word oishek is a technical word in halacha. What makes something loisashek, as opposed to loisignoif? So the answer is, when you owe somebody money, you don't have to do a single maisa, and you're stealing from him, because you don't pay him the wages that he's due. So goinev means he has money in his pocket, you take it away. Oishik means you don't pay him. It's another form of stealing. It's a passive form of stealing because you don't give him what you should be giving him. Oishik dol. The dol is supposed to get tzedakah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if you refuse to give him, and thereby you rob him of what he's due, because the Torah wants you to take care of him, the Eibushter wants you to take care of him, and you don't, you are mechorif u'megadif HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. And this, of course, is the whole yesoid that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, in kesef talve es ami es he'oni imach. I said this many, many times. Probably in this context as well. Oy va'avoy, says the Or HaChaim, for a person does not comprehend that when a wealthy man has a lot of money and there's no explanation for the purpose of all that money, because it's a strange thing to say, but it's essentially useless to him. Because all that he could possibly imagine that he needs in every possible taiva that a person could exercise has already been achieved by much less. So why does he keep getting more and more money? What is the Rabbanu Shalom doing here? So he answers, Es ha'ani imach. The ani's deserts, what the ani should have gotten on his own, but for whatever reason, the Eibishter wants him to suffer the embarrassment of getting his money from the bank teller. And he has to hold out his hand. Who is that bank teller? The Ashir. The Ashir is holding the Ani's money. And says, he's implying that if you go to the bank and you have right out a withdrawal slip, and you hand it to the teller. So imagine if the teller says, I'm not giving you anything. So he said, what do you mean? He said, I don't feel like it. I'm not in a good mood. Or today is Wednesday. Wednesdays I don't give. It's absurd. Because what do you mean? That person's a mishoris. The money is mine, and you're holding it for me, and I'm entitled to get it, and I'm entitled to get it now. The ani comes to the door, he sticks out his hand, and the person looks at him, what are you doing? You want me to examine your fingers? Today is Wednesday, I don't give. And I don't give Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday either. So if this person is going to hold back money, he says, Ostevisen, you are not holding back your money, you are holding back the Ani's money. And that is, Im kesef talves amis ostevisen es ha'oni imach. Don't be such a big shot. Lend him the money, because really the money is his to borrow. Zok the Chaim HaKadosh, he understands why people have some money. Why do they have so much money? He says, because they're holding it for their need. And they are gizborim. They are bank tellers. That's the Orach Chaim Kodesh in Parshas Mishpatim. So I was thinking to myself, I find rich people indigestible. I find them pashut indigestible. I'm not talking about people who are rich, you know, based on our hasagas, like a couple of million dollars. I'm talking about people who have $25 million or more, of which there are loads of yidin, you should know, including many aleph yidin. Yeah, because if you own a few blocks here and a few blocks there, there it is, $25 million in no time. Viet Yenig has talked about the government, a few billion here, a few billion there, before you know it, it amounts to some real money. But the fact of the matter is, you have a yeshiva closed down here, a yeshiva closed down there, rebbeim that are not being paid for months already, Beis Yaakov teachers that have not been paid for months, principals that haven't been paid for months. Do you know what kind of a tzura this looks in the Olam HaEmes? The Bezdin Shalmal is looking down on this earth and saying, rebbeim that the Alma Kula Gibakuk was Tutsavna. People are sitting on money that they have no use for whatsoever. And El Chayidin are muching zach like crazy. The people who are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Leiv HaNefesh, people are Maisa Nefesh, they could have done other things. And they're muching for pittances. For even when they get paid bupkis. And here are people who could help, could ratav a yeshiva. In a second they could ratav a yeshiva. And there are hundreds of people. They could ratav every yeshiva in the world. There wouldn't be a person in any yeshiva that needs to stick out his hand. All the fundraisers wouldn't be necessary. And the dinners wouldn't, that would be very nice. The dinners wouldn't be necessary. So could you imagine what so was tut zachta? It's felt in mechabdei. It's cheirei feiseyu. It's mamisha. It's a shreklach hazach. It's shreklach. And they're osed li tinas adin. There's no question about it. And I'm very strong about it. Not that I can do very much. I was seriously thinking of taking out an ed, but I don't think any of the newspapers would be willing to publish it. But I was thinking to take out an ed, Jacques, like Emile Zola, Jacques, and right underneath, black and white, what I just said. All of you Ashirim, come out of the woodworks and save Klal Yisrael, because otherwise you'll burn in Gehenna. No, so who's going to print an ad like that? Okay. So Lamaisa, the Yisoid HaYisoidos of this pasuk, it's an unbelievably important pasuk. Every pasuk is important. What I mean to say is it's teaching us something very subtly, but if you read it correctly, you realize that this is a whole Torah. That giving to Aniyim is Kvayt Shamayim. Who would ever talk like that? Giving to Aniyim is to help the poor unfortunate fellow. Kvayt Shamayim? That's when you dedicate a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaMedrash. That's Kvayt Shamayim. You put on a beautiful paraita. It's Kvayt Shamayim. So the Pasuk is telling you that the Ribbono Shel Olam created this Ani. He is his. And you know what else? What do we say after V'yitun Lecha? Tanad Ve'Eliyo. So we have Amachia, whatever it is there. Kol Mokam Shata Moitzek Dulosai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shom Ata Moitzek And Visanusai. Okay, la God la diva and shall ease upon it to Ayev Ger Yosem Almana Shain the Ezdako Shfalruach. I live Morain, I live above and beyond. How does it say in the Pasuk in Shabbos Nachmus Haftaira? Hayoshev al Chuga Oretz Yeshva Kachagog. Anoite Kadot Shamayim. A person imagines the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he dwells on high. And where else does he dwell? The Esdaka Ushfal Ruach. I am Shoichein Dafka. That's my home with these Aniyim. And in other words, you're going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace when you go into the Ani's humble abode. And when the Ani sticks out his hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right next to him. And the Bizoyan that the Ani suffers is a Bizoyan to Kvayt Shamayim. That's what this pasuk says. Mechabdoi Choinein Evyoin. If you want to be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to give to the Ani. But listen to this. The Gra, in his beer on that pasuk in Mishlei Yudalit, Oishek Dol Chayre Foyseyu Umechabdoi, who is Mechabed Hashem, is Choinein Evyoin, says the following words, the bottom of the page. K'may Shekasa B'zoya Chodosh, Oyachzik B'ma'uzi Yasa Sholim, Sholim, Yasa Sholim Li, Sholim Yasa Li. This is an interesting combination. Yasa Sholem Li, Sholem Yasa Li. It sounds like a typo, like we repeated ourselves, we were redundant, but it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu exactly like that. Which I bring, Yeshayahu Chav Zayin Pasuk Hei, Oy, Yachazek B'ma'uzi, Yasa Sholem Li, Sholem Yasa Li. The Gemara in a number of places uses this pasuk that says whoever is Isaac b'Torah l'shma brings shalom la'olam, and this is also connected to the idea of Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam, even though that they don't quote this pasuk, they quote another pasuk, as you know. But l'maisa in Rav Shalom Banoyach, Atikre Banoyach, Elaboynoyach, etc., shalom rav lo yoyave sarasecha. But this is another pasuk like that. Oh, Yechazek b'ma'uzi yaseh shalom li, shalom yaseh li. The Radak on that pasuk says that it's describing what's going to be Be'ezus Hashem l'asad lovo, there'll be a tremendous amount of shalom, that it'll be almost repetitious. But the Goyin says that the Zoya Chodosh quotes this pasuk and says, Pirush, k'she'ein ma'zikin yedei oni, v'oishkim es chukah, and you rob them of what is due to them. Chukah means hatrifeni lechem chuki. What is due them? Their daily bread. Hatzorich litein lohem. Oz hu tzoyek l'akadosh baruch hu al grei osoy upchisosoy mikulam b'meshehu oni u'medaber neged Hashem yisbarach u'be'emes hakol b'tzedek v'yoshev v'loy avlos abay. The truth, of course, is that the oni has to be an oni for whatever reason, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never makes a mistake. And it should be that way, and tzaddik v'yoshahu, v'loyav lo sabot. But afal pikein, the oni in his misery, ends up challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never mind what's true, but I'm suffering. And though therefore his suffering, what did the Baalei Musa say? Yisurim, it says everywhere, is a wonderful thing. It really does. Yisurim Mamakim Avanes of Shaladam. But as I mentioned once in the early Shiurim about Yisurim, so why do people so afraid of having Yisurim? And why do people pray that they shouldn't have Yisurim? Because the nature of a person is till he reaches the Madrega that Yisurim Amarkim, they're boeit against Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you doing this to me? Where are you? And that is, of course, borders on Kfir almost. So therefore, we don't want Yisurim because we're afraid of the Nisayon of challenging Hashem. Zok Tegra, that the Zohar Kodesh is telling us that when an Ani is miserable, he challenges HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right or wrong, but that's what happens. And because you could have prevented that by giving him and providing for him and giving him chizuk, and the Mele, he would say, yeah, there is a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Give a cook. Look how they take care of me. And they're not even my people. They're not my brothers, not my father, and he takes care of me. It's a Avadadah Nebeshtav Develt. And Hashem is good. So from the Hashem is good to the matzah that he's in because you didn't give to him, and he's angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's boyed by Hashem, so it's considered your fault. V'zeu kishatem machzikim b'ma'uzi shehu ha'ani shanit sarich liyeh slay la'ezer ulamayz. I really should be, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, the ani's strength, his pillar of strength, but I need you to make that happen, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that's the way I orchestrated it. That I'm not providing for him directly. But when you provide for him, I become his pillar of strength. Since you didn't provide for him, then instead of being his pillar of strength, he ends up being mezalzel in thee. Ki hu ma'oz ladol, yaseh shalom li, shu'eino medabe negdi. That's the yaseh shalom. The ani, when he receives the bounty of the Ashir, he makes shalom between the Ani and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ashir makes shalom between the Ani and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then the Ani is mollified. He's appeased. And he feels good about Hashem again. She'enei medabe negdi. V'achar kach shalom yaseh li she'en ani ma'anishoy. And furthermore, then I don't get angry at the Ani for being kofer in me. So besides that he feels good about himself and good about me, I also do not further punish him. That's what you're stealing from the poor person, not just the money that he deserves, like the Orach Chaim HaKadosh said, but you're stealing from him the relationship with Hashem, because he becomes antagonistic. And there's a break. Who gives kavod to Hashem? The opposite? And then he adds that Evyon comes from the word av, which means to desire. Like ta'ev. Like avo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't want. So Evyon is mihu ta'ev l'davar ve'ein shayach oishek rak shetzarech loseis loy af she'ein ro'i l'fi hadin ki malo oni lis avetayva l'chein amachoinein. It's very, very interesting. The going through in here a vart that's very, very powerful. And it has its remez in the famous halacha that if somebody was yored min achasav, you have to provide him even a sus lirkav olav, the eved loritz lefonov, because that's what he was used to. So the question is, I don't have an eved, and I don't have a sus. What do I have to give him an eved and a sus? So he was rich, and now he's a middle class fellow. What am I mechuyev to go overboard over here? He says, an Evyon is, this is the Goyim's Taish. We learn Ani and Evyon are different levels of poverty. One worse than the other. He learns that an Evyon is a person who has nothing, but he has an appetite. He has big eyes. So we would think, you have big eyes. What am I mechuyev to provide you for your eyes? I'll provide you for the minimum of your sustenance. So you'll drag along from day to day, but you'll survive. No! You have to be a chayne. Because if you're really mechabed Hashem, it's not enough to shmatis. So you give him good things too. You make him feel that he's accomplished his desires. It's a remarkable going. And that's the Zohar Chodesh. I quoted it verbatim. Let's read it inside. So just have a shtickle chazor shir. Amar Rav. Ashrei maskil Rebbe. Ashrei maskil oldol. Maudol ish nista. Vayoyma matitenli. V'chiyoyse rosha ani mikol ha'odom sheba'olam. V'yasem eriva me'kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, why, Ribbono Shel Olam, are you taking it out on me? I'm the worst person in the world. You can't find somebody that did more averis than me, that you made me so poor and so miserable. What do you have against me, Ribbono Shel Olam? That's the taina of the oni to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he is miserable. V'yasem eriva me'kodesh Baruch Hu. Ashrav man de masculine. Ashri is the person that enters into his mindset and tries to right the wrong and make shalom between that ani and the Eibishter. Dichsiv oz yachzik b'ma'uzi yaseh shalom li, shalom yaseh li. Domer Rebbe Noharoi may dichsiv oz yachzik b'ma'uzi v'chi HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu'bal ha-shalom oysa shalom b'meroimav tzarech l'mi sheyaseh loy shalom v'aloy ha-shalom shaloy. It's very beautifully put. Ribbono Shel Olam needs my help. He's the one who makes shalom b'meroimav. So he's the Baal HaShalom. So he needs me to make Shalom. With who? And for what? Zakta Ela. Ha'ani b'sha sheroya es atzmai b'doichek hu oysa meriva klapi ma'ala. V'hamatzik b'yodoy shaloni. V'oysa imay tzedaka kaviyachol ima kodesh baruch oysa shalom. Lefi shegoyrem lo'oni shemavakesh mechila mimenu yizbarach. The oni was screaming and yelling yesterday, Ribbono Shel Olam, what are you doing to me? And then in the afternoon, somebody puts an envelope under the door. He opens up the envelope and he sees $5,000. And he says, what's the first thing that's going to come out of his mouth? Ay, Ribbono Shel Olam, I didn't chap. You're so good to me. Dos zok de zoya chodosh. When he opens up that envelope, you become the mechabed es Hashem and the oisa shalom, yasa shalom li. The Ribbono Shel Olam's talking and he says, this gvir who put the $5,000 under the door of the oni is making shalom between the oni and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the chmamish hafli v'fele. Who made the oni make shalom with Hashem? Interesting. Once this person asks mechila, once this person is coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets him halfway and more. He says, what you said yesterday, forget about it. Ain't adam nitfas b'shas sara. It's amazing. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So, I just wanted to wrap it up a little bit before we go weiter. There are three great inyonim in this pasuk that are dealt with in all of Chazal and in the Rishonim and the Poskim and the Bali Musar. There are three great inyonim from this pasuk that we have right now of Kabir Hashem Hinecha. One of them is what we just discussed, that bringing an oni to a madrega of appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in spite of his matzav, by providing for that oni, is bringing tremendous kvod shamayim. The second aspect of this pasuk, the second way of looking at this pasuk, is kabir es Hashem mehoinecha, that you have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu back from all of your possessions, because he gave them to you, and not only from your possessions, but from your abilities and your talents as well. And the third aspect, which is not in these notes at all, because is that they learn from this pasuk a remarkable thing about kibud avei. Interestingly enough, in the Torah it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to es Hashem Elokecha. It also says that you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es Hashem Elokecha tira. But unlike kibud avei, where it says kabeid es avicha ves imecha, in Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, it does not say Kabeid Es Hashem. But there are a number of Ma'amari Chazal in various places in Shas and in the Medrashim and from there into the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim Galore that quote this Pasuk as a source that we are Mechuyev to be Mechabed Es Hashem. Kabiras Hashem mihoinecha. Furthermore, they show that the kavod that you have to give to father and mother may in certain respects even loom larger and be greater than the kavod that you give to Hashem. Why? Because here it says, if you have, you're mechabed Hashem. If you don't have, you don't have. But the kavod that you give to parents, which is begufay, in service, this is something that's constant. So, gadol hanema bekibud avaim mimashanema bekvoit shamayim. So that's an area which we will not go into, at least this time around. But there are three different strands that this pasuk leads to in Chazal. Number one, about providing the ani being ma'abek lo shamayim as a result, which we just discussed, and which I'll just wrap up in a moment. And the other one is that you're supposed to give back to Hashem from all of your capacities and possessions, whether it's talking about your talents or talking about your money. And third, the connection between Kavod Shamayim and comparisons to Kavod Avaim, to Kibud Avaim. Wrapping it up, I just wanted to say as follows. This idea of Kabed Es Hashem Mehainecha is reflecting very critical yesodos in giving tzedakah. And I think that it's very, very important to understand the Zohar Chodesh's approach, which says, where does the kavod come from? Because otherwise there's a zilzul on the part of the ani. But that's just one perspective. There's another perspective in Kvod Shamayim being Misrabe, that I care about somebody else. It's like a Kiddush Hashem type of idea. I elevate the chashivas of a human being. Selfishness is extremely negative in terms of you as a creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting from more noble and more grand perceptions. The tzimtzum that people have when it comes to money, that I don't want to let it out of my pocket, shrinks the person and shrivels his nature, his personality. And it does not allow for lofty thoughts and grand dreams. And such a person who's shrunk, he's shrinking the tzelem alikim shabbat. He's shrinking what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a person ought to be. It's like you're taking a person, making him into a shmata. Which person? Yourself. So the person who does not have that grandeur, that ability to give of himself, is memayit and kvod shamayim, not just the shalom between the ani and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's memayit and kvod shamayim because he's memayit his own dmus. So kabiras Hashem me'aynecha, when a person gives and gives of himself and has a generosity of spirit and of soul, he is expanding himself. He's becoming more human and more of a malach and more what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be. Masha ain't came when the person shrinks and shrivels. You know, this is that's a very big nisayon for certain people. For other people, Baruch Hashem, it's not a nisayon at all. But like any nisayon, the nisayon is meant to overcome. Person can't say, that's the way I am, and what can you do? There's another thing also, and this is very important. There are certain people who have money that cannot spend a penny on themselves. So that's a machla, of course, a tremendous machla. A machla you can maybe excuse. A machla is a machla. But when a person spends tons of money on himself and doesn't spend the money, any money for a Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake, that's Shebra Anu L'Chvaydoi. And that's Kabed Es Hashem Me'hainecha. How do you allow that disparity that you built yourself a mansion and you are tolerating that there should be a leak in the roof of the shul that you're davening? Hayitochet. So that's a tremendous zilzul in Kvod Shamayim. When a person is Mechabed Es Hashem with his money, he always has to know that where is the point that Kavod Hashem begins? When you spend more on a Kadosh Baruch Hu than you spend on yourself. And here, by the way, just Derech Agav, before I finish this point that I wanted to make about the Rambam in Isurim Mizbeach, which I've mentioned a number of times, and I'm going to repeat it now, and my conclusions from it. But I just wanted you to know, a lot of people say, Kavod Es Hashem Mehanecha, Al Tikri Mehanecha, Ella Miguro necha, meaning that your what's garon? Krab garon al takasof. Garon means your voice. Now, it is true that a number of chazals, which you have here, Baruch Hashem, in the sheets, and we'll do next week, but it is true that the chazal mention your voice and being a shliach tzibur, and it's brought down in the Paiskim, Koiloi Arev, Altsiz Emes. But it's also true that there is no chazal anywhere that says, Al tikrei mehanecha ala migaronecha. So where is it from? It's from a parenthesis in Rashi on Mishlei on this pasuk. And we have it here. But it's an interesting thing. I pointed out in a footnote that in the Sefer Pardes Yosef, he actually makes that point. I once noticed it. It stuck in my head. You see, the Rashi Mishlei Gimel Tes, Mehoinecho, Mikol Mashiach Hanonko, Afilu Mikol Orev. And in parentheses, Al Tikre Mehoinecho, Ela Migroinecho. So the Paddy Yosef in Brachos Chafei Chaf Aleph, whatever the reason is, quotes the Pasuk of Mishlei and Rashi, Hinei Zeloi Nimsa B'Shumaka. This Migroinecho is not a Chazal. All right, but we'll talk about Afal Pikein. We'll talk about what it means, Migro Necha, and why was that singled out, and Oit Chazayin Lamayit. But what I just wanted to tell you is the following. There is a pasuk that everyone is familiar with because it happens to be in Oz Yashir. Zeh Keili Ve'Anveyu. And everybody knows that there are different explanations of this pasuk in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, but one of the explanations is well known, right? It's Noel Lefonot B'Mitzvos, and it's Palitz Noel and Sukkah Noel, Lulav Noel, and so on. The Rambam at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach tells me that in Menachos it's kosher any of the squeezings of the Shemen. It does not have to be Zoch, Kosis, Lamor. In the Menorah, only certain Shmonim of Zayis, even though it's all Zayis, but not every Shemen Zayis was appropriate or acceptable. So there was this squeezing and that squeezing in the process of making shemen zayis. It's all kind of processes. But certain of that shemen was permissible and certain was not for the menorah. But as far as menachas are concerned, kol hashmonim cherim lemenachas. So the question is, why does the Gemara bother telling me which the different levels of shmonim if they're all kosher? The Rambam asks the last halacha in Isuri Mizbeach. So he answers, because to teach you what is the best and what is the average and what is the inferior in the Shemen. Why? Because a person should make it his business that when he's makriv a korban, the pasuk says kol chelav l'Hashem, it says hevel hevi gamu mi b'chayres sayna umeichel veyem, meaning from the best, right? He brought from the best, Kayim did not bring from the best. You're supposed to give from the best when you're makriv a korban. Then the Rambam continues. And when a person builds a Beis HaKnesses, it should be nicer than his house. And when a person feeds the ani, he has to give him from the mosaic and the best on his table. And if he clothes him, he clothes the naked, he has to give him the fanciest suit that he has. So there are those mefarshim, those achronim, that suggest that the Rambam, since he never mentioned anywhere Zekeli Van Veyu, he never quotes that pasuk in the Arach Hazaka, he has an equivalent in Kol Chelav L'Hashem. So you got to give the best. So that's the same thing. It's not the same at all. And I'll tell you the critical difference is Nogeya, what we are learning today, Mechabdoi Choynei. Kabedes Hashem Mei Hoynecha. What's the difference between the two? The answer is Poshut. I always point out there's a certain Yid, he happens not to be here, I want you to know. But there's a certain Yid that comes to me every Erev Sukkos, and my mazel, a half an hour before the Yontif, when it's total pandemonium in my house, and he comes, why does he come? He wants me to tell him if his Lulav and Esrog are kosher. And what happens if they're not, what are you going to do? But it doesn't matter, because he's confident that his Lulav and Esrog is very kosher. Because he spent a fortune on it, and it's always gorgeous. He spent hundreds of dollars on the Lulav and Esrog. And he comes to me to find out if it's kosher, because he doesn't have the gall to come to me and show me how beautiful his Esrog is. But he wants to hear the Rav say, this is the most beautiful Esrog I've ever seen in my life. And if I don't say that, Chas v'Shalom, I'm going to shter his yontif entirely. So he comes to me and he asks me, you know, what do you say? It's kosher? So I say to him, I want you to know this is the most gorgeous Esrog that I've ever seen in my entire life. Since last year when you brought me the other. Anyhow, he goes away. It's a Frieden, Mamish, and Zibit. Somebody comes to me once and he says, I bought my son a pair of tefillin for his bar mitzvah. I'd like to show it to you. The writer, you know. To make sure the ribuah is a ribuah. It's a brand new pair of tefillin, it's never used. What could be wrong with the ribuah? V'chula, v'chula, v'chula. I take this pair of tefillin and I look at it and I examine it. And I look at the different ways that it was you know, there's certain simonim. And I say to him, where did you get this? How much did this cost you? He says, it cost me sachakel over $2,000. $2,000, wow. What a kavod hamitzvah. Yeah, it's what I thought. You know, it's mamish. Isn't it gorgeous? Yeah, I said, mamish, it's totally gorgeous and absolutely gorgeous. A person knocks on the door. His coat, if you could call it that, is threadbare. He's half naked and it's freezing outside. It's in the depths of the winter. It's almost below zero. And he's shivering. I said, come in, my Tayyar Yid. Come in. Warm yourself. He comes into the house. I feed him a bowl of hot soup. And then I go to my closet. There are 7 coats. What I need 7 coats for, I don't know. 7 coats. One is more expensive than the other. One is warmer than the other. And I say to myself, this coat, I'm not giving him. I'm giving him this coat. This coat costs $1,000. So you go, weiter. Wait a minute, I think there's something in the attic. Goes up to the attic, he finds a shmata that nobody would wear. It's out of style, it's out of everything. But it's warm, it's good, it's solid. Come down, here, take this coat. Take off the shmata that you're wearing. Get yourself a good coat. Here's a coat that'll keep you warm. Good to nishkut. It depends. If you're talking about the oni, he's thrilled. Lamaisa, it's warm, and does he care? He's wearing from what? His shoes don't match. His socks don't match. So he needs to have a Burberry or a Givenchy or whatever the names are. These are names that I heard. So Lamaisa, if a person, however, thinks Rambam, Isurim is Bayach, he gives him the best. You want to hear a Meiridike Maisa? Just the trouble is I don't remember which Rebbe it was, but there was a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, Mistama 50 years ago, whatever. So somebody came to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I don't have a pair of tefillin. So the Rebbe took the pair of tefillin that he had and he gave it to him. He says, I have another pair in the house somewhere. So the Gabbai said, Rebbe, you just gave away the Baal Shem Tov's tefillin, or whatever it was. He says, no. As I state in Rambam, you got to give the best. Who? Adirabba. Let one of us do something like that. You have to understand, you give away the $1,000 coat, you're not giving away the $1,000 coat because the ani needs its warmth. It may be equally warm. It's because you have to give the best of what you have because you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tremendous chiddush of the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam is not Zekei Livan Veyu. Because Zekei Livan Veyu, it remains with me. I show, look at the tefillin that I bought my son. Isn't it gorgeous? But I'm holding on to it. It's my property, my possession. It's my covet. It's my hatzlacha. It comes with a lulav and esrog. You see what I got? It's better than anybody else's lulav and esrog. It's not that you could have spent the money and bought a diamond ring. You could have spent money and bought a fancy pin for your tie. You bought an esrog. Zei afayin. And Zekei Livan Veyu, 1,000%. But Kol Chayil Lashem, it doesn't come mashu. Whatever remains with me has nothing to do with that Rambam. It's when I give away the Rambam's Mechadish Achidush Nifla, and this pasuk corroborates and substantiates the Rambam. When you give a carbon, you get the impression, this I'm giving to Hashem. Hashem needs my carbon like a lochen cup. What is he? Hakriveu no lepecha secha. What do you bring, says Ribbon Shalom, to the Yidin? You bring me the Shmatis, the Iver and the Piseach from your behemoth? That's what you bring me? Give it to the governor and see if he's going to accept it. What are you giving it to me for? You have to give the best. And something else. When you give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving what he gave you. Mishaloch nasanu loch. So what are you going to give the worst? Everything is a gift from Hashem. He gave away the best. The Rambam is mechadish here a chidush nifla miyoid. We would have thought that that's by Hevel, because he made a korban. We would have thought that it's by the menachas, because you're making a korban. Where are all these korbanas going? Kol chelav Hashem. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're giving an ani, you're not giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's something else. When you're building a Beis HaKnesses, you're sort of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're not making it al gabi hamizbeach. The answer is, any mitzvah where the mitzvah requires that you should give away from your possession to others, it doesn't matter whether the others is the mizbeach, or the others is the ani, or the others is the tzibur, but when you're giving up your money, you have to give away the best. So measured by Hilchus Tzedakah, it doesn't have to be a fancy coat. Because what the ani have a shakel for a fancy coat? As long as he's warm, he's warm. But when you give away, you have to give away the best. Because of kol chel of Lashem. And the Rambam's Lashon is very interesting also. Kol mashu l'shem ha-keil ha-toiv, yiyah min ha-noev ha-toiv. Shebin ha-chosav. It's ha-keil ha-toiv. Ha-keil ha-toiv, if he's toiv to you, you got to give him back the best. So it comes out, why? Because that's when you express that what you're doing is l'hoidai. It's wonderful to have Zekei Livan Reyu. And it's wonderful to have a beautiful Esrik and a beautiful Lulav. And you're spending a fortune and it only has value for 8 days. But the Untish Teshura is that the ultimate covet of Shamayim is expressed when you're giving away. When you step back, it's not my covet. It's only Kroy Shamayim. And I'm giving the best. That's why Mechabdoi Choynein. That's why it says Kabedes Hashem Hanecha. Chazal referred to the Ani in the Zayah Chodosh, and that's what the Groy is saying. It's a very vichtige Yisai.